the Purple Project Podcast, recording on this Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State. This is what this Purple Project Podcast is about: K-State athletics. The focus on this podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. I am doing it. I just got done with a tip, but well, whatever it was, I got a little speed in. This weather changed my plans yet again. This won't be out until tomorrow morning, so ahead of what we did, me and Alex did last night, episode 114 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. You guys are in for a treat. I'm gonna leave it at that for right now until the episode is released. Then I'll give you my little synopsis there, but that was so much fun last night. K-State soccer, real quick. K-State soccer, right. K-State opens up Thursday night, as you all know by now. We've been harping about it on the Project Podcast. I cannot talk. Seventh season kicks off Thursday night here in Manhattan, Boozer Family Park, the new scoreboard and everything else. It's going to go down. It's Big Ten opponent Northwestern there. And for those who will not be in attendance out there in Boozer Family Park, if you are going out there, definitely show up, cheer on the Cats as they look to get their first one of the season in the season opener. If you're not able to make it, ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now Network on ESPN Plus will have coverage, as been stated on this podcast, with Brian Smoller and Oscar Montenegro in the booth. And, of course, their sideline reporter Jasmine Halliburton will be on sidelines there as well. This is going to be the first meeting against both teams in this match. The Big K-State started playing the Big Ten last year, came up 0-2-1. So K-State trying to check off the list here, the checklist here. again, more on that on tomorrow's daily. When this comes out Wednesday, Thursday's daily. But yes, K-State 0-4 against the Big Ten. They do have a tie, but they're two losses in a tie. So K-State trying to do two things. One, get a season-opening win. And then on two, try to break this 0-4 streak against the Big Ten here as well down here. Let's see. And then, of course, big week for K-State soccer and volleyball. Women's soccer. Key, leaving that out for some reason, but it's just a habit. K-State women's soccer, big week. They play Thursday night. They open up the season then here. Both matches will be here. And then Sunday afternoon against Northern Colorado. That's a 1 p.m. kick right there at Boozer Family Park. And then, of course, the K-State volleyball team opens up preseason. It's Wayne State, and they're going to be right off the bat the K-State Invitational the following week after that. Things are getting hot and heavy over here in Manhattan as well. Of course, I mentioned the hang on a second here. Yep, got this off the notes here. K-State will cross the 50 home match mark in program history this upcoming season. I don't know the exact number yet on that, but it was put on kstatesports.com on that. And we already talked about the new scoreboard with the LED video display on the east side of the stadium. The board measuring 23 feet high, 41 feet wide, 930 square foot. It is the third largest video display at a collegiate soccer stadium in the nation. Again, goes back to the facilities. Gene Taylor has kept everything in check, followed the checklist, and has done a tremendous job with that. Of course, the steady excitement of K-State sports heading into this year. Obviously, K-State soccer will officially kick off the calendar year for K-State athletics coming up on Thursday night there as well. And also, the board also includes the sports sound 500 HD audio system to improve the audio at Boozer Family Park. The board was gifted to the K-State soccer program through a seven-figure donation from the namesake of the stadium, John and Ann Boozer. That was also a pass daily as well. Obviously, the preseason, K-State went 1-1. They beat Missouri State here in Manhattan, and then they turned around the following week and lost to Wyoming 2-1. Andrea Moeller and Ada Anderson, respectively, well, Let me flip it the other way. Anderson and Moeller scoring their respective goals for K-State in the preseason there as well. And K-State, don't have to shake out the cobwebs here. The women's team, anyways. The Wildcats, the women's team, right? 1-4-1 in its previous six season openers. They look to change that on Thursday night. This is the first time K-State will open with three consecutive... Actually, K-State will open three consecutive seasons at home. So they've been on this kind of a luck of the draw, so to speak. But can they get a win? That is the big question mark heading into Thursday night there as well. Obviously, if you look back to the last two, we'll just focus on that. K-State being shut out. So, three things for K-State women's soccer to check the list. One, score a goal. Two, win a season opening for the season opener. You got to go back to 2018, last time K-State's won a season opening match. You got to go back all the way back here in Manhattan against St. Louis. The season opener, 1-0 with the score there. K-State's going to look to break that streak. And on top of that, you got to try to beat Northwestern to get the goose egg off the Big Ten when there. So, you know, me and Alex have talked about this, and it's probably, instead of doing a separate postcast on this, we'll probably end up talking about it on the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 115, which we'll be rolling out on Friday. So when this match, by the time we hit the record button, the season opening match between Northwestern for K-State women's soccer should be in the books right there. So yeah, it's exciting stuff, man. And definitely, speaking of postcast, there will be a postcast this weekend on K-State volleyball preseason opener, exhibition match, whatever you want to call it, same thing against Wayne State. So that is something new. If you have not noticed that already, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button. It's exciting times here in Manhattan. And subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast. If you've been following us for quite a while, thank you for your continued support of this podcast. And yes, something is new. Postcast of hopefully every match or game throughout the season. I've been doing that, but now it's a different name that I taken away from a favorite podcast that I listen to of mine. So absolutely huge game coming up for K-State here. They look to score the first goal in a season opener in 2 years. Count it, 2 years. It's gonna be a tough task to do it against Northwestern. Northwestern coming off of a 6-6-1 record a season ago. So K-State, they have all the tools to do it. I know it's early, but K-State wants to go where they want to go this year. The women's soccer team, it all starts with getting off the right foot. Thursday night matchup, 7 Central in Manhattan, Kansas, Boozer Family Park against Northwestern, Big Ten opponent. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, we appreciate the continued support, and this podcast continues to get better. We're coming off of a tremendous interview last night. We are looking forward to sharing that with you guys tomorrow night, ahead 24 hours ahead of the K-State women's soccer opener as well. So much going on, and including, I'm hoping they snag the second press conference of fall camp as well. If you have not listened to Chris Kleiman from last week, you might want to go back and check that as well. My guy, Van Malone, spoke to the media today as well. So definitely we'll try to get that posted with my new work schedule. That might be a challenge, but I'm going to try to get it up there either Wednesday or when it's daily goes out on Thursday at best at that. So, wow. Exciting stuff here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State sports about to kick off officially the calendar year of 2022-23. That's going to do it on this edition of the PPBD edition of the podcast, Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.